Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan, Atlanta Falcons. Today, let's get the DraftKings extra point and an adversarial update. Here's DJ Shockley.
All right, guys, thanks. Looking forward to a very intriguing matchup this week versus the Minnesota Vikings. Offensively, it runs through Matt Ryan, who's had a pretty good season so far, but also getting the ball to Julio Jones has been the key factor this season.
Matt throws, caught Julio! Touchdown, Atlanta!
But the key component also has been the run game. The run game has really kicked up a hitch with Devontae Freeman. He's done a good job this year. Hopefully he is well enough to come back after posing a concussion in last week's game versus the Indianapolis Colts. But look for him and Tevin Coleman to come along as well. Julio Jones has been the primary stagnant for this team. But look for other guys like Jacob Tammy, guys like Leonard Hankinson to also be a part of the mix. And then there's always the wily veteran in Roddy White. Defensively, this is a team that has done a very good job of stopping the run. They look for a very, very tough matchup against Adrian Peterson, who all knows in the National Football League is a very tough runner. Teddy Bridgewater also poses some threats as he can get on the outside as he gets out and runs the football. But on defense, look for Paul Warlow, Justin Durant, and also the Falcons picked up number 8 pick in the draft, Vic Beasley, who's come along really well, who's starting to come in his own and get some pressure up front defensively. This looks to be a very intriguing matchup as both teams have a lot to play for. Wild card is on hand. Very huge game. Looking forward to seeing what happens in this ballgame.
Thank you, DJ. Mike Wapshaw, Vikings.com, joins us for the Verizon winning formula. The Vikings have won 3 consecutive on the road and have a very, very good rushing attack going against the number 1 rushing defense in the NFL. What do you think?
Indeed, I think it's a great matchup. And you wouldn't think the Falcons have the number 1 rushing defense in the NFL, but they do. And I can assure you that Adrian Peterson is going to be ready to go. He wanted the ball more last week, and I think everyone would like to see Adrian get more rushing attempts.
Hand off Adrian. Cuts to the left of the 5. Shakes a Clay Matthews tackle. Gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings!
When Adrian gets volume, you know what happens. He puts up 200 yards, which he did against the Oakland Raiders. The Vikings got close to 30 carries for Adrian. So I expect a little more of that, a little more of Adrian in the running game this week. Something's got to give with this rushing attack against this rushing defense. That should be a fun matchup to watch, and hopefully the offense can then play off of that.
Now, there's no guarantee that Vikings third-year cornerback Xavier Rhodes shadows Julio Jones the entire game, but in Minneapolis last year, Xavier did a wonderful job against Julio, who is absolutely elite. We're not breaking news here. Julio Jones is an elite receiver.
Ryan crossing route, Jones at the 30, steps through, first down.
Julio can get open and give Matt Ryan lots of easy throws, but even when the defense does its job, Matt Ryan can make you pay because Julio Jones is open even when he's covered. So you have to stick with Julio Jones. You're going to have to give Xavier or whoever is on him plenty of help because the guy is a beast. And then you can't forget about some of the other parts of their offense. Jacob Tammy can be sneaky good if you leave him uncovered. Devontae Freeman is a good running back, and he's good out of the backfield. Freeman is the number 2 receiver on this team in terms of receptions and yards, so you have to watch out for him. He's a true dual threat. Matt Ryan is very good. He's not going to throw you the ball a bunch of times. He's not going to make a lot of mistakes. The one difference between Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers from a skill set standpoint is Matt Ryan is not going to hurt you as much outside of the pocket. So you can get after Matt Ryan a little bit more, but you better get to him because if you come after him and you don't get to him, he's going to make you pay.